We are learning Masechtas Bamatzia, Daf Kuf Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Kuf Amud Beis, right in the middle of a sugya. The Mishnah said that there was an argument here between a Meicher and a Lekeach, that they sold, the Meicher had two Avadim, the seller had two Avadim, one was a big Eved, one was a small Eved, or two fields, one was a big one, one was a small one. And they're arguing which one was sold. The money changed hands already. And the question was, did you buy the big one or small one? The Meicher says, I meant to sell the small one. And the Lekech says, no, I bought the big one. Same thing with the Sada. So the Gemara says that in the case where they're both arguing, you make a shvua. Because it's shikla moida mixas. The Meicher is saying, a moida is you, I sold you the small one, just not the bigger one. So it's a little moida mixas, so there's a shvua. But the Gemara asks three kashas on this. First of all, it's not called Moida Mixas. Why? It's not the same thing. When Moida Mixas is only if I Moida to half the thing you're tining. You're tining $100, I say, yeah, I owe you $50. But here, each Eved is a different Eved. Each field is a different field. It's not the same thing. Cash number one. That's cash number one. Cash number two is the idea of something called Halach. There's no Moida Mixas when it is Halach. When I say this is yours and you don't have to do anything to collect it, then there's not called Moida Mixas. Halach, because then it's right. It's like yours already. I just made it's yours. Yeah, I made the small ones, the small Eved is yours. You don't have to do a Maisa, it's yours. That's kasha number two. It's Halach, there's no Moida Mixas of a Halach. And kasha number three is that there's no Nishba'im on Avadim and Karkais. They don't swear on Eved and Karka. So that's the three kashas.
Why is there no
Moitzim Chavim? Moitzim Chavim, hear the Agam Chaykas? It could be theirs. It could be theirs. But when there's a Shua, you don't say Moitzim Chavim. When you couldn't make a Shua, let's say every Moida Mixas, also Moitzim Chavim. So it is when the shur is a moed mixa. There's no a moed semechaver al avarai. So here they're arguing about that. So the Gemara answers, and that's what we're talking about now. Shmuel's tarot. Shmuel says, you know what the mishnah says? When it says eved, it doesn't mean an eved. It means the ksus of the eved. That the seller sold two sets of clothing, either a big set or a small set of clothing, and they're arguing which one was sold, the big set or small set. So the Gemara says, okay, that takes care of the problem of. That takes care of the problem, let's say, of the problem of Inishvam HaKakayis, or Inishvam HaLavadim, because they're also a Sada, is talking about Imre Sada. But what happened to the problem of Masha Tainu LaHaydaloy? So my answer is, Bid the Yalfi. It's talking about one big piece of Beged that they're going to cut up. And he's saying, I bought a small piece of that Beged. The Meicher says, you bought a small piece of the Beged, and the Lekech saying, I bought the whole Beged. So there's Taka Moida Mixas. That's what we're holding right now. Three lines from the top. Kasha Leila of Hashaya on this pshat, midi ksus ktoni, eved ktoni. Does the Mishnah say anything about ksus? It says eved. Doesn't say ksus. So how can you say that's pshat in the Gemara? Elam of Hashaya, a new pshat. We're trying to figure out pshat in our Mishnah. What is the case of a shua by an eved and by a soda? Kagoin, shetonu eved b'ksusoy, v'soda b'imrea. Because Rabbi Hashaya says that the Mishnah says eved and eved and soda, it means eved and soda. So the answer is, the case was that the argument was on an eved with its clothing and a soda with its bundles of wheat. Both, that was a taina. So let's take one, just take one of them, it's easier. So the meicher says, I sold you the small eved with his small suit. And the lekech said, I bought the big eved with the big suit. So on the ksus, there's a taim v'nitin of the time in it, then and there you can make a shvua. So you make a gilgul shvua on the eved. But ksus still have this problem. Or Rapapa, but the Yalfi, Rapapa back said it on this. Or Rapapa, but the Yalfi, to have one big piece of clothing.
The eved also is not minded. He wanted a small eved or big eved.
The one big, on the eved is not minded, no. But there's a gilgul shvua on the eved. There's a gilgul shvua. Gilgul shvua means that once you're making a shvua on the ksus, you make galgul it onto the eved. So, Freit the Gemara, if that's the case of our Mishnah, so what exactly is the Chiddush of our Mishnah? Kashuler of Sheshes on this Pshat, Zoik Maslash Minon, you're trying to teach me the din of Gilgul Shvua? Tanino, we already learned in a Mishnah in Mesechus Kedushin, I think this is, Zoikin on Nechosim, Sheilim Akrayas, Nechosim Akrayas. You can make a Shvua on Nechosim that have Akrayas, but on a Gilgul Shvua on Ilim Akrayas. Usually you don't name Shvua Makakoyas, that's Akrayas means something that, like Karka. Usually don't make a shvua on that, but if you're making a shvua on metaltlim, I can megalgal, I can say, once I have you making a shvua on this, I can make you make a shvua on something else, and that's a xeris akasha by saita, you find such an idea, I can make you make a shvua on something else. So, what's the chiddush of our mishnah? We know about the gilgul shvua, we have it in Masechet Shvuos, Masechet Kedushin, we have this idea. We don't need a mishnah here, in Masechet Bar Matzia, it teaches us gilgul shvua. Elam Rav Sheshes, a new pshat. Rav Sheshes argued Rav Shai's pshat, his own pshat now. Elam Rav Sheshes, Hamani Rameyehi. Our Mishnah is going according to Rameyeh, the Amma Avda Kimetatli Dami. That Eved is like Metatlim. And we know it's Machlaikis, if Eved is hookish, on one hand, Eved is, you can move it around, so it's like Metatlim. On the other hand, the Eved is hookish like guys. So Rameyeh holds, you know, spa moment on Avadim. So we're going according to Rameyeh holds that Eved Kimetatlim, don't differently make a Shvua. Break the Gemara by Kati, you still have the problem. Okay, so what's Rosh Hashanah's answer? You're talking about Eved alone, just Eved. Talking about Eved alone, you still have the problem. Mashatanu loy haydaloy. You still have that problem. Vakati mashatanu loy haydaloy. Or mashahaydaloy loy tanu. You still have that problem that it's not the same thing. We're not, there's no way to mix us on the same thing. I got the Marn doesn't handle halach any time really. Halach is really machloikas. So that's not an ikakash. We don't really go back to that so many times. So the ikka two questions are, huh? Oh, you asked what I saw though. Ain't spam I saw. Very good question. Marn doesn't take care of the problem. But right now we're answering on the Eved and we're saying, ain't spam, you're the yes spam. I the problem of mashatana lahidla. That's the other cash over here. Vakati mashatana lahidla, mashatana lahidla. Because I'm made to you the Eved cotton, it's a different thing. Savalokarab Gamil, the Tanan, Tanukhid Hoidla, sorry, and Potter, Rav Gamil, Machayev. This din, that it has to be the same exact thing as Machlaikas, really. The Tanakam of that Mishnah, that's what we always Neman holds, that if I ask you for chitim, you moid the sairim, even though it's less of a price, it's not moid the mixas, it's a different thing. But Rav Gamil holds Machayev. So now the more I ask Helichu. Why is more I ask Helichu? Because this is Rav Sheshes Shitasai. Rav Sheshes is the man the Yama holds of Helich. So here, the Gemara asks, Vakati Helichu, what happened to the problem of Helich? Because Rav Sheshes, you hold of Helich. So if you hold of Helich, what's Pshat? Zok the Gemara, Amarava, Avda. So again, we have the teretzes that you can make it. We're talking about going like our mayor, if you make a shvua, and now it's loitan who going according to Rabbi Gamil. What about the problem of halach? So akate halachu, Amarava, Avda, the kota liyode, v'soda shechafa ba'baris shichin amaris. That here the way we take care of halach, what is that they're talking about an eved that he chopped the hand off. The after it was sold, the meicher chopped his hand off, and I saw that they dug achbaris shichem aris in it. So what happened? So now here he owes money now for that to pay for that thing that's missing. So once he makes a shvua on that amount, which is no halach, because he says like this: the meicher says, "I made it to you. I sold you the cotton. Now the cotton's hand is missing. Now you check out the cotton and say, since I went through a sale, it's missing a hand." So you're going to have to pay for that. And I'm moided to that. So on that, you have moided mixas that's no halach. So I still have to pay that money. So it's moided mixas, no halach. And it's going to a gamil. Holds, you don't have to mash ton of halach. So that's not a problem. I'm moided. Oh, you, let's say that small evid is worth $200 and you only have $150. The big evid is $300. This is worth $200 and it's only $150 now. Oh, you have to give you the evid plus $50. So once I have that, so then there's Google Shvu on everything. So that's the take care of the problem of halach. And the same thing we saw, you dug up barim shich mar, you dug up holes, ditches in it. Break the Gemara. So the first Gemara's question now is that you tell me Rameyah holds that Eved is the metaltalim. I'm going to show you Rameyah holds Eved is like kakoi. But Rameyah ipcha shemin lo, the Tanai in the Mishnah, goes al behema v'eskina. Someone stole a behema and it became old under your shos, we got old. Avodim v'skino, you stole avodim and they got old. Meshalim kashas akzela, you pay kashas akzela. Why? That means you have to pay. Let's say a behemoth when you stole it was worth $200. Now it's worth $100. I can't just give back the behemoth. I have to give him $200. Why? Because when you make a geneva, there's a kinyan geneva. So you pay kashas akzela and avodim is included in the Tanakama. Ramey says no. Ramey, avodim. You can say, here it is. Why can you say that? Because like karka, and karka ain't no nigzelis. You can't steal karka. And therefore you say, it went down in price in your rishos. So what do you see? Rameh holds avodim is karkoyes. How can you say, our mission going with Rameh holds avodim is kemetatlum dami? We see over here, avodim is like karkoyes. So my answer is, holy kasha, that will switch around this mishnah, there are mayors of Tanakama. Holy kasha, can machlev rab baravua v'tani, Rameh oimim mishalim kshas zeler. Rameh hold, there is Geneva on Gazela on the Eved, the Chomer, of course, like Karka. So we're still happy. We're still good. Rav Meir is the one who holds Evek Metatl Dami, and therefore our Mishnah is good because he can make a Shavu on that. But the Gemara has a kash like this. El Maida Sav Rav Meir, Makshin and Karka. Now, so now what comes out? So what comes out now is what Mordechai was asking a minute ago. It comes out that according to Rav Meir, Pshan Evet is, you should make a Shavu on Evet. What about Karka? Vaistois, Rav Meir holds, you make a hekish now, karka to Evet. Evet is metal from dummy, it makes a shvua. So you makish karka to Evet, just like Evet makes a shvua, karka also makes a shvua. So Mara Zakasha, my the sovereign, I may a makshin and karka leved, ma Evet nishbotim, af karka nishbotim, who said to do that and make the hekish that way? That you learn out karka from Evet, just like Evet's metal from karka also will make a shvua. Dilma Evet who nishbotim, av a karka loy. Maybe dafka on an eved you make a shvua, but not on a karka. So the Gemara says, lo yisaka daitach. I'm going to bring you raya first. There are many taka holds make a shvua on karka. The tayin to the brisa, hamachlif para bechamor. It's important to follow this brisa because we'll talk about this a little later. This brisa, hamachlif para bechamor v'yoldo. If someone switches a para bechamor with kinya chalipin, and then the para gives birth, and we don't know when. Someone sells a shivcha and the shivcha gives birth, and you don't know when. Ze omar oimer b'shusi yaldav ze shoysik zocha. One says it's bar shus, other one's quiet. Then it's bar v'sham bar yaldav. He wins. Ze many day of ze many day achloiku. They both don't know. It's achloiku. Ze omer b'shusi ze omer b'shusi yishava moicher shi b'shusi yaldav. If it's, they're both arguing, they're both bari. Then the Meicher makes a Shvua Shereshusa Yalda, because this case is not Shver, because here it's a Moedev Miksas on the Parah itself. So it's not Shver here, also on the Shivcha. Here's no questions of Moedev Miksas. Here's real Moedev Miksas. For example, because you look at a Parah with its Yet Vlad, so I sold it to you, and I sold it to you, and I'm in Moedev, the Parah I sold to you, but the Vlad is mine. The Parah and Vlad are considered one entity. That's Mashu Tano Hoideloi. That's Kumay the Mixas. So you make a Shua. The Meicher is masking. The Parah I sold to you, not the Vlad. The Vlad was mine. So there is Moed the Mixas. So you make a Shua. Now remember here, we're talking about here also a Shivcha here. The feast, you call Nishbam, Betayr, Nishbam, Lemisham, the Ramei. Because here, the Meicher is one who makes a Shua because he's Nishbam, Lemisham. That's the idea of Moed the Mixas, that he's Moedah and he does not pay. You don't make a shvua. Chum say, no, you don't make a shvua. He's arguing on the shivcha case. You don't make a shvua. Now, if you concentrate on his lashon, he says, who asked you about kakoyis? We're not talking about kakoyis. Lav mechlal, the Rameyah sovna shvam. Why did he have to say, lo yishvam alavod lo kakoyis? It must have hurt from Rameyah that he holds kakoyis also, and therefore he's arguing. So it's a raya to really Rav Sheshes pshat that Rameyah holds you make a shvuah avodim. Not only shvuah avodim, shvuah kakoyis. That's pshat our mishnah. So we have pshat our mishnah. Zoktumar mamai. It's not a raya from this brisa that Rav Meir holds you make a shvuah kakoyis. Why mamai? Dilma kashem kamrulei. All he means to say like this. Kehechi the rabban means to say kehechi the oidus lom bekakoyis. Look, you might be bekakoyis and make a shvuah oid lanam vavodim. And teida abin your raya Rav Meir holds ein nishvuah makakoyis avodim. Yeah, it's a first brisa, but. Bring a raya, ain't a shvam makakoyis. The Tanan, Ramea oime yesh dvaram shenka karka v'ain karka. There are things which are mechubal karka and therefore they have din karka, but they're not mamash like karka where you can make a shvua on it. V'ain chacham amoydim loy. Ketzah, what's the case that we're talking about? Esther gefarim tu'unois v'sarati loch. I gave you, let's say I say I lent you 10 gefanim that were 10 vines attached to the ground that were full of grapes. But Elohim ain't a chomish. And the other guy says, no, it was only 5. Rameir mechayiv. Rameir was a chayiv, and she was made the mixas. The chomerim call mechuba the karka, re karka. All mechuba the karka, the karka. Va'om rab yesi brachanina. What are we talking about? What's an akudas amachlaikis? The case of the machlaikis. Anov ma'im dois livotzer yikaminayu. The case is the grapes that were oimed to be harvested. The marsava kibbutzuris damyin. One man the yama holds that it's like it's harvested, it's like metaltim. It's not like it's harvested. So what do you see? It's a good machlekes. If grapes that are ready to take off, are they come with tatlam or not? But what's for sure? If it's mechubar, you don't make a shua. So it's a raya, a meyah holds, you don't make a shua. So let's recap what the kasha is. Rav Sheshes zets down our mishlach, our meyah. Our Mishnah has two cases, an Eved and a Sada. And it says there is a time when they make a Shvua. And the Kashvua is, ain't Nishpah Amal HaKoyis, ain't Nishpah Al Avadim. So the answer, Ramei holds Nishpah Amal Avadim. But what about HaKoyis? What's the answer HaKoyis? I is telling me Ramei holds both the same. It's not true. We have first Shemishta over here, the Ramei holds that there is a din, ain't Nishpah Amal HaKoyis. It's a whole Machloikis. How do you look at grapes that are ready to be harvested? So now we're back up the creek. We don't have Pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Yishai's Pshat, remember, was that I was tining Ksus ve'Eved. And there we said, it's Moed Mixas in the Ksus, and it's Gilgush for the Eved. But the question was, if that's the case, what's the Chiddush? But the Kashloch, Zoykim, it's Rich, you have to tell me about Gilgush for. So Mar says, yes, here's the Chiddush. You know why? Sa'akadai de Chamina, Ksus Eved ke'Evedami. Oymri saw the Ksadadami. You would think that when you sell and you're fighting about a Ksus and an Eved, so the ksus is subordinate to the eved. It's like nothing compared to the eved. You have an eved which is worth $10,000, and he's wearing a t-shirt and a pants that are worth $10. It's not on the same minute. Then you make a gilgul shvua on that, and it's we look at it as an eved. It's like part of the eved. And maybe there's no shvua. Kamash v'lon that there's no shvua on this. Kamash v'lon that there is a shvua on the ksus, and it's a galgal on the eved. That's kamash v'lon. Sagadah Gamina Ksus Evedami and there's no Shvua. Oy Mishal Ksadami is no Shvua. Kamash Lon, there is a Shvua on it. It's considered a separate entity and it's enough to make a Gilgal Shvua. So, final Pshat in the Mishnah is that the case is the Tainu Ksus Evad. And Oy Mishalda Vesada and the Tainu Venitin is on the Metatlim and that makes a Shvua. And you make a Gilgal Shvua on the rest. And you make a Gilgal Shvua on the rest. Zokta Gmaravaita.
Why are
you saying
the
Ksus?
Yeah.
What happens if there's not another one? Then there's no Shvah. Right, your other karka won't be in the Shvah, so coming out. Not like I'm not going to Dab Shah, it's going to go to the Mer. Yeah, that'll be coming out, yeah. So the Brisa says, Zeh imin yedeya, Zeh imin ini yedeya, Achleiku. Say in the Brisa, it says when they're arguing about a Shifcha and a Para, and they both say they don't know. The halacha is yachloiku. Zok the Gemara, Hamani sumchesi. It's going with the sumches. Oh, mama mutul b'safik chalken. Going with the sumches holds mama in hamutul b'safik is chalken. Like we spoke out on the Mishnah. This is like a case of Dvar de Mina. They both don't know. Taki yachloiku. We don't know when the par was yaldo. Eimes seifa in this case of the Raisa. Zelma b'shusi is shava that each one's tining it was marashus to make a shua. Shava hamoicha shibeshusa yaldo. And then he is potter. He only has to give the power, not the vlad. So the problem is like this: the Rav Barav Hunad Amar in Amar Sumchas Afilah Bari Bari. That Sumchas says Alachim Bari Bari. So why, when they're arguing Zem Moshushi Zem Moshushi Yeshua, why don't you do Yachloiku Amay Yeshava Moicha Yachloiku Mabai? It should be Yachloiku. So you split everything. Like that's what Sumchas holds. And for the Gemara, Moicha Sumchas Heichadik Yeshua the Raisa. With Sumchas Moicha when Yeshua the Raisa. Udekato yod like a rava, and I worried about helichu. Let's say by a shivcha, we're going to a case like Rava said that you cut off the hand, and if it was not a riot, the shayla of helich, and it's called minataina, like we said before, because the shivcha and the vlad is chad gufa. Here Rashi speaks it out. If you look at Rashi, that's Rashi for the Mishnah. He says the shivcha of vlad the chad gufa who tonlei is the hoyde mixas. Rameir islay nishbal malavodim. Here you have to come on Torah. Rameir is nishbal malavodim. Here's a regular shvua, and there's no kakaris in this place. There's only a shivcha. But going to Rameir nishbal malavodim. So there, it's very good. The brayse is very good shmak. The question was, why don't we say yachleiku? Torah says when you chayiv a shvua, there's no yachleiku. Why chayiv a shvua here? Because it's going to Rameir malavodim, and also here it's considered one guf. I'm tiny. Give me the shivcha and the blood. You're saying a moida on the shivcha. That's called moida mixas. Look to Mishnah Vayta. New Mishnah. New sugya. Hamoicher zeisav leitzim. Someone sells an olive tree for the eitzim. It was not producing olives at this point. And we have a tree here. I said, here, I'm selling it to you. You need it for firewood. Here it goes. Basically, take it with you. Knock it down. Take it with you. I'm done with this tree. Take it with you for firewood. Lemaisa, he left it there. Va'osu, and it grew some olives. If it only produced a small amount of oil, let's say less than a revius, less than a few ounces, then you know, less than 4 ounces for a saw. That's a big piece of property. also revius asaf. I made already revius asaf. I made already revius of shemen. Ze oimer zeisi godlo. This guy telling it's my tree. It's all to me. Ve oimer artsi godlo. The other guy says it's my property. The halach is achloiku. They split it. Not because it has to do with sumchus. This pasuk has to do. They both have a good taina. They're both like shutvim. They both helped this grow. Therefore, it's achloiku. But less, we'll see in the Gemara that he's meichel. But here, it's achloiku. Another halacha. Shatav nar zeisav. Zaysav, the what happened was that this is not the case for a new case. A guy had a field of olive trees and there was a hurricane and the wind came and the water came and flooded it and took Zaysim to someone else's property. And all of a sudden, that guy has Zaysim trees growing his property. Each guy is tiny. What do you mean? It's my Zaysim. It landed on your property. The guy says, it's my property. You split it. So that's two parts of our Mishnah. First part of our Mishnah is that when I sell the trees, the pachas revius, the baal zeisim gets it, afterwards echleiku. And here is a new adin of shat of nahar. So we're handling out the first part of the Mishnah. Hey chidami. The first part of the Mishnah, what's the case? Idam alei koitz la'alta. If he said, get it out of here today. I don't want it here. You know we're supposed to be here. So I fill pachas revius not in the baal karka. Even less than revius also, it's to go to the baal karka. Which the Rishonim speak out, the Rav speaks out, means be echleiku. Because then right away, I'm telling you, get it out of my property. Now using my property, it'll be achleiku. So why is it all to the baal zeisim? And either I'm like, call emes the bayis kites, whenever you want, you can take it. So then I feel the revius now in the baal zeisim. The baal zeisim got everything because he's being meichel his property. He didn't say when to take it out. He said, I'm selling it to you. Pashas means take it away. So pachas revius le kapti inchi. Less than revius, he's not makbid. Revius already kapti inchi. He already is makbid. Omer Rav Shimon ben Pazi, that this revius of shemen, of oil, that comes out of this, is after the expenses. Revius shom rechutz mina itzah. It's after the expenses. Like, it doesn't mean if you landed up with three olives, now you made it into revius. That's it. You have to put in the expense of pressing it and harvesting it. Then, and after all the expenses, you still have a revius shemen left. That's what it means, a revius shemen. It means after expenses, that's what it means when it says that they're... What's the chiddush of the whole of the Gemara? No, I guess by stomach, this is a shear of kapti. How do you know the shear of kapti? The chiddush of the Mishnah is what is shear of kapeda? Revius vasa. It's a shear. Chacham gave a shear. That's the chiddush of this halacha.